28th episode of the Shane and Brando Show.
Getting you where you're going.
Gosh, it's a pleasure to have you back. I've missed you.
I've missed the people and I've missed you, Brando.
I haven't missed you. And I'll tell you what upsets me tonight. We're going to go straight into it right now. Where the hell were you on Wednesday or Tuesday? The people have to wait till Friday.
And
will you even put it up on today? Will you put it up?
What?
Will you put it up straight away once we're done?
I will try. Unfortunately, I'm a busy man. I work.
You're not busy.
I
look at your hair.
Tuesday.
Look at your bandana. Everything about you says I've got nothing to do with my life.
It's because...
but sit home and play Gwent.
Play that's bent to you.
By the way, you haven't even got Red Dead Redemption 2, which is the game we're trying to
get the poster to. Red Dead Redemption 2 is overrated.
How did you say that? We're giving out a poster to people.
The posters are amazing.
What is wrong with you? Do you not know how to advertise?
Can you stop making your voice so high? It's hurting my freaking ears.
You're frustrating me already.
You are frustrating
already.
Me.
How much time are we in here and already want to go home?
1 minute.
Oh.
But you are at your house.
I know.
You can't escape me,
my
friend.
It blows me on my... I don't feel like I'm at peace.
What blows you? Hang on a second.
No, fortunately, no one at the moment. But let's let the people know that we're giving away prizes.
Prizes? We have some of the best prizes, not only in Australia, but in the whole damn world.
That's right. Limited edition prizes as well, Ty.
Oh, limited edition they are indeed.
Like the poster. The poster, which is signed. Really, really cool. We got some Fortnite books we'll be giving away. We got a Pikachu pop. And a Spyro
Pikachu
with the Pokemon and the Mon and the Pikachu that goes and the Spyro thing as well, which you can only get from certain stores, limited edition, and you managed to get your hands on the last one.
I did. I had to scrape and fight and claw my way to the line to beat off some old lady with a shopping bag and a trolley full of groceries.
He normally beats off old men, but I'm glad you've changed it up, right?
I have got the people some good gifts.
Excellent. So, Shane, how are we going to give the people the gifts?
Ooh, that's a very good question, which I thought I'd...
Why don't you tell me, Sean?
Don't you put this on me.
We haven't discussed how we're going to give away the prizes.
Yes.
But I was excited as to what you were going to come up with.
We're going to give away the prizes. Yeah. I say we give each of them a theme.
A theme.
So we have like Pikachu, we have Spyro, and we have two Fortnites. Do we want to give them all away in the one city?
No. Let's give them away separately.
All right, let's give them
because
away separately.
Because they're limited edition prizes. They're really, really good.
Yeah, you're right. We don't want to, you know, put all our eggs in one basket.
No.
Or all our eggs in one mouth. So,
anyway.
So how about we kind of like the key word or the...
Yes.
The secret
word. Yeah, okay.
How about we do one of those today?
All right.
But what do you want to... auction off, so to speak, first?
I reckon we go... What about the Fortnite books?
The Fortnites?
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Let's start with that, and then we'll work our way up to Spyro, and I think the Pikachu would be the most valuable, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to start with the Fortnite books, and the special code word, Shane, what's it going to be?
Well, we're not going to give away the code word right now.
Oh, they're just going to find it, do they?
They're going to have to find out by listening to the episode.
All right, excellent. Then message the Shane and Brando Show.
Please do message us, people.
Or hit us up on the Facebooks, or hit us up on whatever you can. I've got the email, Shane and Brando Show. No, just shaneandbrando@gmail.com. And we'll have a mad time now. Hot.
Now, before, I just want to quickly mention, we have got some shirts on the road.
Oh, finally, Hot.
They have begun their journey to getting into our greasy hands.
I've been asking for those shirts, Hot.
Yeah.
And only you made me pay money for them. So, I hope they're good.
They are going to be great. They're going to be super cool.
Have they got the stripes like I wanted?
The stripes?
Yeah, you know, like with the Shane and Brando Show stripes.
No, we've just gone with the logo, remember?
Oh, I hate you.
You hate everything.
Because
you're a
you
damn
so
pessimist.
Much.
Don't you throw your head around. Now
we're doing a very bad job at advertising anything. I hate the shirts we bought.
I'm just saying, listeners, people out there, keep an eye out on the streets these days. Yeah. They're going to be awesome, kind of daisy yellow shirts with the Shane and Brando Show.
Yes.
Won't forget this one out. We're going to talk to our design artists in our artist group about perhaps making some different shirts, but maybe like a shirt of Brandon's angry head saying, you know, what's your thing?
I'm Brandon Bloody Bothered.
Brandon Bloody Bothered. Well, it's a picture of your fuming head. We have a fact barbecue, something along the line, so stay tuned.
All right, well, they sound very fashionable, Shane, and I would love to wear them as soon as
it's going to be the trendiest thing since I Love Jesus bracelets.
Yes, and let me tell you something, I always wear my I Love Jesus bracelets and anklets.
I can't see them on your persons right now.
Shane, that's because you're not a believer like me, okay? You can't see things you don't believe in.
Excuse me, I am Savior Shine. If I can't see what is holy, then I'm afraid...
Excuse me, you say shalom. People who say shalom don't believe in Jesus.
That's just my way of connecting with the wider audience, you know, accepting of other people.
You do connect to a wider audience. Look at your wide low. I'm talking about your ass. Just want to reiterate there.
What a zinger that was.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to talk
Let's
about?
Let's get down to business.
Yeah, sorry, I started on with my prizes. Please.
My prizes. Yes, they're the people's prizes, not your prizes.
I understand, but I brought it up.
Now,
please.
Now, I have two things to talk about in our introduction. One of them's kind of long, the other one's kind of short.
Oh, my God.
Which one would you like? Would you like the long or the short one first?
Let's get the long one out of the way.
All right. Trust you to get the long one out of the way.
Don't buy one of Mary. Mind you, I wouldn't have to worry with you.
So, I went to a party, a Christmas party, Sunday night.
Okay.
And it was a pretty good party. Lots of fun, lots of dancing. I'll get to what happened, thank you very much.
God damn.
It was a collection of stores at the one Christmas party, if you know what I'm saying. So we had stores from Arendelle, Brockville, my God, I put them on the map. They've all come down and we're having a great time. However, the thing that bugged me was the music. The music throughout the whole night was so awful. They'd have a couple of awesome bangers, then they just transitioned, like, for example, they had Bonfire by Knife Party, you know that song?
Yeah, did they have
great
a
song.
It was a good song. Did they have a DJ?
They had a DJ turntable set up, but there was no DJ, which only added to my frustration.
That's weird.
So there was just a phone plugged in, right? So, anyway, I'll get to that. So, for example, Bonfire came by Knife Party.
Great.
Me and, like, my crew were going ham, going enjoying it.
That's a good time.
And then after that, like, some Bon Jovi song comes on, like Dead or Alive. I'm like, yeah, that's a good song, but...
It's not
for the party crowd. Yeah. Like, we're all kind of young 20 guys wanting to have a mad time.
Yeah.
And it just didn't fit. So I managed to let one or two songs slide, but then coming to the end of the night, the music was terrible. I was like, oh, this is awful. I want to take and put some good music on. Got a phone. I went to the turntable, unplugged whoever awful phone it was.
Yeah.
Started trying to find my own music, and as I was trying to plug it in, some douchebag walks up to me. He's like, oi, what are you doing? Why'd you unplug my phone?
Because your music sucks.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said. Look, I'm just trying to play some good music. That's all I want to do. I just want to play some good music. He's like, I got roped into this at the last minute. And, why'd you unplug my phone? Give it back. And I was like, no, this is my phone. That's your phone.
Yeah.
And then I was like, look, I'm just trying to play some good music. You can keep having your shitty music, but I just want to play some good music. And he just kept spurting to me like a little whiner baby.
Yeah.
And it was so god awful. But anyway, my manager ended up coming and talking to this guy because he started playing the hierarchy card. He was like, where do you work? What do you do? And he was like, oh, well, I'm the manager of the Sydney store. And I was like, where do you work? I was like, Jesus Christ, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So anyway,
it's such a big deal.
My store manager came over and started talking to him and just kind of putted me out of the way. I was like, oh, all right, if you want to deal with this douche.
So you didn't get to play music?
No, because she came along and she was like, oh, what's going on here, Shane? Just step away from me. Because I was like, I don't know who the hell this guy was.
I would have just started screaming. Eventually he'd realize you're special and leave you alone. You gotta understand how to play these people.
But
they're gonna keep trying to beat you on the hierarchy card, so you're not gonna be able to play the normal shine card. You can't play the friendly card.
I can't be
none of this stuff is gonna work. The sarcasm card that you tried to is not gonna work. You have to play the special ed card. I've done it before, I'm not ashamed.
Oh, if the sarcastic nice guy doesn't work next time, I'm going to be sure to do the re. I'll be the re-card.
Did you actually say, you can play your shitty music later? I was like,
God. I was like, no, I'm just trying to play some good music. Nobody's dancing.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I just want to play some good music.
I just got roped into this. Then why are you complaining? If you got roped into this and you have to whinge, then leave me alone and let me play the good music. I'll happily be roped into this.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like a rope to me.
It's like, if you want to be put into this situation,
You know what I mean? I'm saving this party.
Nobody knew whose phone it was. I even had some random people come up to me and they're like, oh, is this your phone? I said, no, I don't know who it is. And they're like, oh, definitely have to put on some Eminem if you're going to be like DJing. And I was like, for sure, I freaking will.
Yeah.
But I don't know whose phone this was.
It's not as if you shoved up your ass either or threw it into a lake.
I literally said it.
Let's get rid of this crappy thing, guys. And the whole party clapped.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't happen. All you did was try to change the music.
I was so close to having a real life Save Your Time moment.
Oh.
I was that close.
But they took it away from you.
Jerry Jerk had to come.
You didn't use your brain pod. But anyway, next time. Remember, next time,
Brian.
Now,
next time I will play the re-card.
I'll go my story and then you got your last story.
Yeah, please do.
Instead of the story, I'm just going to ask you, how have you been going with Sproffy Coffee?
Yes, I was hoping you would bring this up. That wasn't the second thing, but I was going to bring it up.
Oh.
I'm going to be bloody honest with you.
Yeah,
it's
useless?
It's friggin' useless.
Okay,
I'm going to need it at least, if you want me to keep using it, I'm going to need another week to at least to at least try.
That's interesting.
But it's just god awful trying to find a damn situation to use it in.
I will be impressed if you can do it in another week. Otherwise, I've got another one for you if you want to change.
Oh, crikey. All right.
It's a better one because I've been using it myself. And
oh.
And people have been responding to it well. It's not a polite term, so please forgive me, audience.
So, wait, is it, it's an insult?
Oh, it's more, it's not an insult. It's just something that you would say when you're worried you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, okay, okay, I like this.
I made this up myself, and I started using it, and it's got a good traction already.
All right, I like the sound of it, because you're already giving me a situation where I can use it.
Yes.
Sproffy coffee is just downright munted.
I don't know, just use it when you have a good cup of coffee. I don't see the problem.
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, that's some sproffy coffee. I feel good about saying that.
Okay, well, that you're happy.
Yeah, but anyway, here's the one I was going to give you.
Throw it
so
at me.
This is what happens when, like, I hear, like, for instance, we've got this guy, Dave, who is basically a technician,
yeah.
And I never want to upset him. He's
oh,
like,
you've told me about
yeah,
this
he's
character
the, he's
before.
He's the Gordon Ramsay of our work.
Yeah.
He cares so much, he works so hard, but you never want to get on the wrong side of him.
Mm.
And recently I was doing something where I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to get on the wrong side of him. And
recently?
I used this term. I said, whatever I do, I don't want to get a foot in me. Or get a foot up me.
Oh, no, I like it, but I'm pretty sure you don't make that up.
I did make it up.
Are you sure?
It's patented Brandon Lee stuff.
Patent defending.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've heard people say get a foot up you.
No, it was me. I've been saying it around you as well.
You've been saying it for the last 10 years?
Yes.
I've only known you for like 4.
Yeah, well, you might have met me somewhere else. Right? Maybe that's how well it's already been doing. Maybe you don't even need to start. No, I'm saying no. I reckon it is a good one, and you try it.
It is good. I will use it. Because I think it's pretty funny.
There we go. Finally. All right, friend. Now tell me your next part of your
get
story.
But I guess it could... So it's like, you don't want something bad to happen.
Mm.
But I guess you could always use it as like a... Oh, like up yours kind of thing.
Yeah, but that's an insult now.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I reckon it's a kind of good phrase where it can have multiple... like the Aussie word that we all use.
Mm.
You know, the C word.
Yeah, that's yeah. Disgraceful.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never said that on this podcast.
I know, but I'm just saying as an example. People use that for friendship. But they also use that as a harsh,
yes.
Harsh slur.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, get a foot up ya.
Uh-huh.
Can be a bit of butt.
Ooh. Well, thank you, Khan. Thank
yeah.
You for your input. Now, what's your story?
Now, this isn't a story. More of a me solving a crisis.
Oh, how come all these things about you being a bloody saviour?
Well, it's just... Well, the last thing was kind of about me being a failure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't really save anyone there.
That's true.
I'll admit that.
You tried to be a saviour, though.
So in my podcast notes, I've got Bloodstone by Guy Sebastian is a karaoke song that... I think I could do well with. I don't
okay.
Know why I've got that written down in my podcast notes.
Why the hell would I care about that?
I don't know. It's just in my podcast, so I thought if I said it, maybe it might spur something.
No.
Right. Anger,
no.
Anger
say
is
it,
what you're happening.
Say it before the podcast to try and make yourself remember whatever the hell you were talking about.
Anyway.
Because now we're in this situation where I'm angry.
But I've still
got
the
energy.
Note.
You've got the energy of the podcast right now.
No, I'll
right
put
now.
It up. Nah, see, it's already up right now.
I'll pick it up.
I'll pick. So, I have been having some issues with mozzies. In my room of late.
I hate them.
All this damn humidity.
And,
yeah, I know.
And it's like, oh my God, bro.
It's
and I can't find where you are.
I know. I wake up or I had like 4 mozzie bites on one leg one night. Just because they...
Oh, mozzies in your house are worse too.
Yeah.
I remember sleeping at your place
so,
with that giant lump on my thumb when I woke up.
But I'd like to give a shout out to Pawpaw Ointment. That stuff, as soon as I get it on there, the... Friggin' mozzie is gone. The bite is gone the next morning.
You
amazing
were
stuff.
At the Shannon, weren't you?
And I think she used it. I haven't got the results yet.
Yep.
Shannon. The rumble bee. And so I've taken action to fight the mosquito. I have got a can of fly spray next to my bed at all times now.
Good stuff.
Every time I get a bite, I just lather my room in it.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I was so successful, I didn't get one bite.
Good stuff.
Very successful. However, I am willing to... I thought about, you know... Here's a little something that I know you're going to make damn fun of me all.
Right.
But I know it's going to be funny, and I know it's going to be a hoot. So I had a suggestion. Aren't you tired of having mosquitoes and other insects blow and sit on your face and do awful things to your face and your arms and what that not? So I...
Yes.
So here's the thing. There is insect repellent out there.
Yes.
But repellent just doesn't do it for me. I want the little bastards to die.
Okay.
With fly spray, which
that's
you have
fine.
A big old can of right here.
Yes.
So why don't we just... try and develop a fly spray which we can spray on our flies.
Doesn't that already exist?
A fly, but does it kill them?
No.
See, that's
right,
the thing.
It repels
them.
Yes.
I'm like saying, if you get this can of Raid right now in front of you and
yes.
Spray it on your face,
yes.
Not only will they come and sit on your face, but they'll die. And
right.
I will know that I have killed a mosquito that could have...
But yeah. Effectively, what you'd be doing is you'd be putting poison on your body.
Exactly, but that's where you have to be like a certain type of person to get this to work, like me, a beefcake.
Right, right.
Little girly girls like you, I don't think you could handle having such a treatment, but...
I got an eyelash in my eye.
I was going to say, it looks like you're struggling there.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah, you're looking good.
That's the only problem I ever have, you see, because I'm that much of a beefcake. When things fall in my eyes, it's my one weakness.
That's what I'm saying. If a mosquito's in your eye,
yeah.
What are you going to do? Get some fly spray? And
I can't do that because that would screw my eye.
Good save, good save. So I'm saying, if there's any people out there who know chemicals and biohazard engineering, can you just make a can of fly spray that I can spray on my thighs and my friend's thighs, please?
Wonderful one.
Do you think that's a good idea?
No, I think you're an idiot.
All I'm saying is, if we can make a repellent that kills them instead of repelling them.
Right. I want a bloody shine repellent.
What?
How about that? If anyone's out there that can make a shine poison and put it on my body without killing me, get to it.
The only way you can poison me is with a lifetime supply of KFC. That's the only way I'm going down.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I would. That's not a bad idea. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Lifetime supply of shine, KFC, and then I'll poison the KFC. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
It's starting to rain.
Oh, wait. Oh, but wait, who knows? Rain, as you know, has a certain kind of, like, healing quality to it. So maybe
soothing.
Maybe as the people listen to our humor, not only will they be entertained, but they'll also be soothed and cleansed of their sins.
I don't know people being soothed on the road. They'll relax. They'll crash the car. We had this problem before with Mitchell.
Ah, Mitchell. Shout out to Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell.
Don't be driving in the rain
for
right now.
For the love of God, be careful, Mitchell. We listen to our very soothing and relaxing podcast. Which is what we are. We're basically an ASMR.
Yeah.
All right. You had a nice chat to some lady.
Yes, Emma.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I don't even know what that stands for, but I know.
Do you remember the one that I tagged you in of that certain type of person? It's on the Encyclopedia Dramatica.
Oh.
He was like rubbing coins together.
Yes. Yes.
Scrunching notes.
Thank you, Shine. You know, you had to redo the podcast the other week, or 2 weeks ago, because of this disgraceful behavior.
But I didn't say what type of person.
I don't want to hear, Shane. I don't want to hear about your racism and your awful things, okay? The people don't want
to
hear it.
The people love to hear the voice, because I'm the voice of the people.
You're not the voice of the people.
I am the voice of the people.
You're the voice of the disgusting people, maybe. I'm the voice of the good people. You wouldn't know about the good people, would you, Fine?
I am the best of people.
No way.
I am the voice.
You were the blurst.
I'm the blurst.
And you'll stay over there where you belong.
What did you have to tell me about, Brandon?
Oh, yeah, Triple M. You talked to the lady at Triple M.
I did.
How'd they go?
You were jagging my throat then.
Shine. I need to hurry up and start talking before I start stabbing.
I talked to the kind-hearted, awesome people at Triple M.
Yes.
And to get our podcast to just give it a go, really.
Yes, for the love of God.
I sent through the email. You know, she asked, what can we get? Just a little bit about what we want, what we're about, where we want to go.
Yes.
I did all of that. I sent through the links. And that was last Saturday, I believe. So I, unfortunately, I haven't heard anything.
Damn it, Sean! You did a bad job.
I was expecting to hear something this week. It's still not end of week yet. We still have until 5:30 today. So it's out of my hands. As Ben Matthews.
No, we gotta go talk to him again.
I mean, I
did
guess
you
like,
accuse them of stealing our Riddler segment? Is that why they're not calling me?
No, that's different. No, different radio stations.
Oh.
That's Nova.
Oh, that's Nova.
The thieves.
No.
But they're still very awesome and Fitzy and Whip are hilarious. Yeah. 104.9 is Mick Malloy.
I see.
That's their station.
I see.
Do you see?
Okay.
So I'm just waiting to get that email to say, you guys were awesome, or here's what you guys can do better. We'll be in touch.
All right, fine.
I'm waiting, unfortunately, I'm waiting.
Well, that's disappointing, Shane. You know what? I know the truth, though, and I told you this already. They wanted only Brando and not Hart. And you said, no, it's one or all of us. Sorry, or whatever the hell that means. And they were like, no, Hart, we just want Brando. Give him the phone.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
We are like Sonny and Cher. I am Cher. You are Sonny. Although you've done all right, you are just not comparable to me.
No. We're Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you're Shaggy. I'm Scooby-Doo. The show doesn't work without Scooby-Doo, okay?
You are a big dog.
Shaggy could leave.
Ow!
And we could just get new people in.
Cut your damn nail.
What do you mean there's nothing wrong with my nails? They're fine.
Yeah, well, I just clawed my
I'm a dog. You cut my nails. Plus, I'm the star of the show. So, yes, other people cut my nails.
What was that?
I don't know, something beeped. Oh, I got a voice message from Josh Harper.
Will it be funny?
No.
Are you sure? Can we listen to it?
Yeah, all right.
If it's anything filthy,
I hope it's not inappropriate. There's no doubt that he's sung a song here.
Sing song? Will it be good?
I'm a little worried.
Well, let's play it, and if it's bad, we can bleep it.
I know what it is. No.
Oh, come on.
Not for the people.
Oh, okay. I was like, Brandon's a little girly man. He doesn't have the cojones to play it.
I know what it is, and I know who listens to the podcast. We said it was going to be a family-friendly podcast. And I know what it is.
No.
And well, it's not appropriate.
But is it going to be funny?
Yes.
Still. We are family friendly, but we're also devoted to being funny.
If we ever do an explicit show, I will happily show everybody the voice message. How about that? We have something to look forward to. We do one explicit show.
It's like Shane and Brand are up late.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. One explicit show for the people. Mm. And they can listen to the voice.
I'm worried about explicit shows.
Okay, why?
Just because I know how I am, and if I get on a rant about specific things, I know that I'll...
You'll say awful, disgusting, disgraceful things, because you're an awful, disgusting, disgraceful person.
Excuse me, you're just as bad as I am.
No way!
Not worse.
No way!
Stop trying to lie to the people!
What are you talking about? Well, you have no proof! You have no voice recorded proof! You are the bad person here, I am the good person.
You don't have any voice recorded proof of Moy?
I don't know. Are you kidding me? Yes, we do!
Voice recorded?
Yes, we do!
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure!
On this podcast?
On this very podcast!
No, because I've gone back and I've made it all good.
Right, so you... edited everything. However, everyone's gonna know exactly what
now
you meant.
I'm talking
when you said that thing 10 minutes ago.
What thing?
That thing you said about the ASMR and the rubbing of the coins and whatnot. Everybody knows what you were on about.
No, they
and
don't.
I'm disgusted, and the people are disgusted, and we want a verbal apology. That's what we want.
I'm not apologising for anything.
You should.
You're assuming the worst, which makes you. I'm pretty sure isn't the word a bigot. You're a filthy bigot.
No. You were one being inappropriate. I'm fine with your opinions. I'm just disgusted.
No, that's fine. Stop pointing your damn finger at me.
I'm not pointing it to the sky. Look
at
this.
I'm sick of it.
This is how I do it. I make a point and I point up.
You're reminding me of like a teacher or something.
This is literally why it's called a point, because I am pointing.
You can point in any direction, it's still a point. Doesn't matter.
I'm not pointing at you like you were there. Look at that. You don't like that. But if I point up, that's why it's not a problem.
That's why it's not a problem. So what are we arguing about? Anyway,
no,
did you have anything
else? It was a problem.
Did you have anything else to talk about?
Oh my god.
No, you're making a big deal
no,
out of something.
No, you are making the problem.
No,
concern.
You're making the problem. You're making something I said.
No,
which
yes.
is not about a specific.
It was already a problem. It was a problem. Yes.
So you're saying
you're making it out as if it wasn't a problem.
Wait,
it was a problem. And then when I said it wasn't a problem, no, what are we talking about then?
As Ariana Grande said, she has a problem song. I don't know.
You are a problem.
I'm
you
not
are
up
a problem
with, I'm not up with Ariana Grande's and the Taylor Swift.
Why would you mention it then?
Because I thought...
This is your problem today. This is the problem you keep having today. You keep bringing up things you don't know what to talk about. That's how you bring the energy down.
You bring the energy down in a different way.
Here you go again. Here you go again. Being un-PC on our very PC podcast.
No, you're just being... You're just assuming the worst.
No, you know exactly what you were talking about. Otherwise, why? What was it, Shane? How do I bring the podcast down?
With your ugly face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what you
your
meant.
Your ugly face brings a podcast down.
And why is my face ugly, Shane?
Because you were born like that?
No way, Shane. Because it's different to you. That's why. And you are a minority on how filthy and ugly you are.
I am a beefcake.
No way.
With luscious long hair. Like Chris Hemsworth.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You're a beef sprog. And nobody wants anything to do with
corrupt as sprog.
Yes, you are. Very corrupted.
Did you have anything else to talk about?
No, that was it. I don't know how we got here.
What was the thing you were going to talk about? You just somehow started insulting me.
Oh, what? The voice message?
No, you had two things to talk about.
Yeah, the Triple M thing and the other
thing. Oh, the Triple M thing was one thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was just like a side note.
Triple M and the Sproppy Copy. And we're going to be doing Put Up Me Now. So, excellent. All right, let's move on.
All right.
Only the second time we're doing this, Shane. We are bringing back the segment.
Oh, no.
Did you just talk while I'm holding it? I've got a bone to pick with you. Yes. So I'm holding the bone-like figure. And the idea is I've got something to tell that has frustrated me, and I've got to pick a bone with somebody. And you are included in this bone, just letting you know. But the other rule about this as well is that if Shane talks while I'm holding the bone... I get to slap him in the face with the bone.
I am a bit worried. No. Ah.
What did I tell you?
We haven't started the game
oh,
yet.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Sorry. You can't prematurely hit me with the bone.
I didn't know that wasn't allowed.
Yeah. It's my rules.
I came up with the segment.
Wait. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say now. Sorry. You've hit some sense into me.
Good. Shut up.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Now I've got a bone to pick. All right. We're starting now. I've got the bone to pick. Yes, it's the classic. Shut up. It's the It's the pizza payment thing. Oh, yes. Don't you act like you've forgotten. The pizza payment thing is something that we worked out with our friends, how we pay for pizza. The idea was that we get our friends together, we'd have about five of us, and we'd roll the dice. And whatever number you picked, right, if it got rolled, you would pay for the pizza. Now, here's my problem, right? Here's the bone I'm going to pick with all of you. My brother Justin decided, instead of rolling it in front of all of us, he was going to roll it when he was videotaping it on his phone. Videotaping. Christ, no one would know what that is. Anyway, so he's just rolled four and then said, oh, by the way, Brandon, you're four. And I'm like, excuse me. That is not how we have done it ever from the beginning. And I think we need the rules to be very, very clear. And ever since then, everyone's just called me a giant wuss and a girl. And I said, this is ridiculous. It's not fair. Play by the rules, roll it in front of everybody. Because he can videotape it as many times as he wanted to and just say, oh, you know, oh, it's Brandon. Anyway, would you like to talk?
Thank you for giving me the bone of power. No. Am I supposed to respond to your bone? Oh, right. Yeah. I am playing on the honesty system here. Well, I trust your brother, and I trust your brother a lot. And I think it's a fair system. We haven't been jibbed. Not to mention, you haven't paid for pizzas once. So the one time you have to pay for damn pizzas, you try to cuck your way out of it. And I just think that's not on. Your brother is a good, kind-hearted... Well, he was a good, kind-hearted man after today. Now, I think you're just making a big deal out of it, and you are playing the special card. You are playing the re-card right now, which is why you got your way. I am beginning to learn how the power of the re-card, but I still think it's not fair that you whine like a little girl, friend.
Well, here's my thing. I absolutely didn't pay for pizza for the whole thing. But that's the point of the game. That's got nothing to do with anything. Those were in the rule. The rules were that we roll the dice in front of everybody and we pick a number. Those were the rules. You don't get to roll on video where you can delete it and do it over and over again until you choose who you want. Now, isn't it convenient that the week before they were complaining about the fact that I hadn't paid for pizza yet and one other guy hadn't paid for pizza? Yet, funnily enough... The day after, when, by the way, I brought up twice that day that we hadn't rolled already. Nobody cared, okay? Then, the day before that we're all going to meet up again. We're all about to meet up again the day before, right? Funnily enough, he decides to do it the day before we're all about to meet up. Not just waiting one more day when we're all together again. Oh, no, no. Here are the numbers, everybody, and here's the video. It doesn't matter which way you do it. He could have. It's still cheating and unfair. And all I'm asking is that it be fair and we play by the rules.
Well, who came up with the rules in the first place is what I want to damn know. Because whoever came up with this stupid system should be bonded. No. Oh, that's not the word I was looking for. Should be tied up. I don't know. I can't think of the word I was looking for.
I don't care what you think about the rules. I don't give two craps if you think the person who made up the rules should be killed. I genuinely don't care. I care about one thing. One. And that is the rules being followed. The rules were not being followed, and therefore I do not have to pay for pizza. And, by the way, no. I was happy. I was happy to re-roll. I was happy for that. I was happy for us all to be there and roll. But no. Everyone says no. And funnily enough, nobody says no because it didn't happen to them.
No.
Guarantee.
Oh! Oh, that's a slap to the thigh. Yeah, you're cupping it. I had it in my hand. I had the bone in my hand. No, I had the bone in my hand. I get to slap Brandon in the face. Pucker up, boy. Yep, I get the... Oh, look who's... No, the rules don't apply when Brandon loses. I see how it is. You just don't want to get slapped. No, that's fine, Brandon. No, that's fine. We made the rules clear when I had the bone and you talk, but... Brandon's just breaking the rules again, kind-hearted people. Classic Brandon. I'm not entirely surprised, to be perfectly honest with you. But that's our classic Brando for us. Now, I think we put this thing to rhyme. Would you like to respond in any way, Brandon?
I have my hands on the balls.
Yeah.
All right, I guess everybody knows what this is.
No, they don't.
The point is, I have my hands on the balls while that was coming to you. So it doesn't... So no, I don't need the insight to the pose. But you know what? Out of honor, I will allow you to slap me in the face with it anyway. Just for that. But I will not be paying for the pieces. I've made that clear. Unless they want to re-roll. Wait a minute. So, you're happy to have... Oh, no. No, it's already done. I just think you're being a bit... No, I'm not giving it to you now. Because you want it. I'm not giving it because you want it. Oh, your mouth open. Yes, I got it. Funny, you were thinking about re-rolling until you realised that there's a chance that you will lose.
No.
You know there's a chance that... What? Oh, yes! No! Yes! Come here, though. I forgot. We're just sitting there pausing. I thought that something awful had happened. And Shane just realised he talked when he wasn't holding the bone. Come here. All right, there you go. I get to slap you out of... Get closer.
Has your manhood been stripped away? You have to answer yes or no, Ben.
I've got something. Oh, I've just thought of something really funny. Hey, Brandon, don't talk if you're the biggest loser in the world. I'm going to keep talking because I'm super cool and I'm a winner at life. Oh, Brandon, stop talking. Oh, what a big loser. You're the biggest loser here. Now, that's a pretty good bone you've picked with me, Brandon. Thank you very much. In regards to bones that I've been picking, I guess I could... Now, here's... Oh, actually, I'll just come with this now. Red Dead Redemption 2. My bone is that you want me to get it so we can have friendship online. But, I don't really want to get it just because I know the multiplayer isn't going to be meh. It's not going to be that good. I played Red Dead Online with you before and it was meh. Zombies was kind of fun, but I prefer it if you just get your WWE back and we can play WWE online. Because that's an awesome game. And I had something else to say. What else I had to say? I can't remember.
It's just goes to there with the penis. The bone.
Nobody knows what you're doing. This is a podcast. They can't see you. So when you bend the penis like this, or you
stretch
it like
that,
I'm in the bone. Let me tell you. No one can see it.
You can.
Oh. Come over here. You get another one. Because you talked first and then you talked again. Come here. Oh, he's not going to do that. What? No, you spoke and then I spoke and then you spoke again. He's not going to take it. You're not going to take it now, who breaks the rules. Anyway, the point is, Red Dead Redemption 2 is far better than Red Dead Redemption 1. And GTA 5 Online was a lot of fun, but the problem with that was you didn't start early like everybody else. So what I'm saying is get on Red Dead 2 now, start early, and then the end game is a lot more fun. It needs to build train. And it is way better than WWE. Because WWE hasn't even got good since 2006. Or maybe 2008, if I'm being generous. Yeah.
I mean, what's the point of even having this if the people can't see it? What's the point of having doing all funny things with this if the people can't see it?
So we have to make... No. Wait, if we both have...
Why ask me a question?
Can we both have our
hands
on it?
We can both have our hands on it right now.
Why ask me the question if you're not going to give me
the
bone back?
It's more a rhetorical question.
The idea is that they get to slap you in the face with it. Everybody knows what it is.
Yeah,
now.
I know. And
I've
accidentally
said it several times.
You slapped me in the face once.
Yes,
you didn't get to slap
me
twice. No, I only talked once. I said, hey, you. And you slapped me. I only talked once.
No.
Yes.
No, you said something after that as well.
No, I went to say something, but then I stopped. I caught myself at just the right time. Now, I can't remember what I was going to say. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. My bone to pick with you, Red Dead. I actually did have something to say, but I can't remember what I said.
It's a lot of fun.
But it's not as good as God of War, though. If only God of War had some kind of online multiplayer. Now, that's a good game that you can wrap your hands around. What do you think, Brandon?
Whoops. Oh. I accidentally smacked the microphone with the bone. It's a good game. It's a great game, but it's not as good as Red Dead 2. Red Dead 2 is awesome. The online is amazing. I'm having a lot of fun playing with a posse. That's good. And just get the damn game. Why are you being a pain in my ass?
I'm not being a pain in your ass. And just for the record, God of War got Game of the Year, beat Red Dead Redemption 2. So technically, it is better on every front. That's
just
your...
Just because like some old men have a different opinion.
No, it's not the old men, it's the people. The people voted.
I didn't vote.
Yeah, I know.
If I voted, I would have voted Red Dead Redemption 2.
I know, but you still would have lost.
No, they've got a whole bunch of losers to vote. Not cool people like me. So if you want to be a loser, sure. You go
Excuse me. I already put the rule down that if you don't talk, you're already the biggest loser. So, and you didn't talk.
No,
so
I didn't talk. Let's have talking now.
No, but that was before.
You didn't give it a restriction of time.
No, I did. It was
this
then.
Is your own fault.
No, it was
no,
then.
So this is your problem. No, it's you don't make the restrictions. You don't set the rules, and then I break your made up rules that come up later.
No, no, I said the rule. If you don't talk now, I'm pretty sure I said now,
no,
and
no.
You did.
No,
and therefore you're the biggest loser, and I am. Awesome.
No, you're a loser because they haven't got Redemption 2, which is the person we've been trying to give to people for so long. You still haven't got that game, which is really, really good.
But we did give.
It's kind of like a movie. It's a freaking sweet movie. And
you know what else?
Played it.
You know what else is like a movie?
What?
Gwent.
Gwent is
The Witcher 3.
No,
actually, The Witcher 3, great
Witcher 3
game.
I'll give you, but Gwent, no. Anyway, we picked enough bones. Stop making me do things to this thing.
I'm not doing anything. I'm really just help. I've noticed where your hand is.
Yeah, your hands are down there.
Yeah, you've got a great grip on that one.
Yeah, because I don't want you to take it away from me when I'm talking. Then you'll slap me in the eyes with it.
Trust your hand to be right near the top, though.
Yeah, because, like, this has got all this grip here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd know, right?
I would. Well, actually, not really. Anyway, let's look into that. Have we picked enough bones now? Can we go?
Yes.
All right, goodbye.
Brando, we're coming towards the end of the podcast.
Thank God, that means I won't have to see you for a while.
No, but we have to give the people what they want.
What do the people want?
What I've come up with is a little goodie bag.
Did you come up with that, did you?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got a little goodie bag here full of all of our greatest hits.
I see.
Everything from Fact Barbecue to Ridley Roo to Kooky Crime and to Savior Shane. All on one affordable CD.
Wow, Ryan, how are we going to be able to do that? Despite the fact this is my idea.
How are we going to do that?
Yeah.
By using our voices and telling the kind of people.
Excellent. So we'll just do one of each. How about that?
One of each, yes.
Yes, what a great plan.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Brandon.
Would you like to go first?
Yes, I would, if you don't mind.
I do.
Well, tough luck, buddy.
Okay.
Seeing as this is my bag of goodies.
It is your bag of goodies that I came up with.
Nah. All right.
Hurry up.
I'm going.
Oh, look at him. You never prepared.
I've got it right here.
Oh, yeah, you do now.
Yeah. I had to click from one tab to the other.
Yeah, it's a
Is
while.
That such a hassle for you?
Yes, I don't want any pause and any breakups in the podcast.
Podcast in the God, you infuriate me.
Yeah.
Alrighty, here's the best riddle. It's assured me it's the world's best riddle.
Okay, go on.
Johnny's mother had three children. The first was named April. The second child was named May.
Uh-huh.
What was the third child's name?
Johnny.
Damn it.
That was too easy.
Hmm.
Easy. All right, now it's my turn.
Well, it said the world's best riddle, so I assume the world's best riddle would be tricky.
That was the world's worst riddle.
Can
I'll
you speak of that English?
All right, Ryan, well, how about I hit you with a kooky crime? Here's a kooky crime.
I like them.
Four friends totally freaked out and smashed up a pizzeria after they found out that their order of garlic knots was covered in cheese. The knots put them in such a fury that they threw food at the workers and knocked the cash register and fax machine off of the counter. The garlic knots
have struck again.
Yes. For the love of God, people. I still don't even know what garlic knots are.
We need to try these garlic knots. You can only get them in America, right?
Yeah.
I'm fairly sure.
I can't believe. I just went to America and I didn't pick up any garlic knots. I've got to have them.
I know.
And for the love of God, I better not have them with cheese. Because if they're covered in cheese, my God.
We need to petition to your brother to get Domino's to send us some garlic knots from the States over.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Because we need to know what the hype is about. And if people are getting this frustrated that their garlic knots are bad, they must be damn good.
They must be incredible.
You have to be. There's no other explanation for it.
All right, fine. What's the next thing we're doing?
I'm going to hit you with a fun fact.
Oh, tell me.
Yes. Wait. Yes. Oh, okay, so I'd like to welcome the people to my temporary fact barbecue.
I see.
I've got the little Weber going at the moment. Just
hand out a
back.
Couple snags.
Yeah, exactly. Sausage breads for the masses. The pupil of the eye, which is the black part,
yes,
expands 45% if it finds something pleasing to look at.
Excellent.
I think it works in the reverse when I look at you, Brandon, because my pupils shrink so much.
That's true.
Because you're so displeasing to the eye.
Yes, because you're not used to seeing something so great. You've trapped yourself in a world of crap. So you like crap.
I can't help it if I'm from Wagga, damn it.
I said nothing about it. I think it's a wonderful thing, and wonderful people come from Wagga. Except for time. Now.
I can also think of something else that expands 45%.
Wow, are you saying 1 inch to maybe 2? That'd be 100%. That'd be freakish. Anyway, Shane. I don't need you right now. I need to save your shine.
You need to save your shine. Well, normal shine is in the giggles at the moment. You need to get me out of the giggles.
Give me save your shine. Damn it. This isn't helping at all. I have some questions from the people.
Oh, well, the people. I need to channel the people.
Think about the people, for the love of God.
God?
Yeah.
Did somebody mention the Almighty?
Also, please don't forget, but please don't forget, which we both forgot, the... Alright, yeah, no.
I can feel the Almighty possessing my body at the moment.
I'm having some kind of mini seizure here.
Shalom, my friend.
Oh, save your shame. It's good to see you.
It's good to be back.
We've had a lot of people have bring in questions, but we're only going to answer one today.
Instead of using the people, if you can use the word children. They are all my children, and I will pass on my blessings.
Blessings. Here we go. Well, your children,
thank you,
have been fighting to get their questions answered.
No.
It's like a giant battle royale.
Battle royale?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Doesn't that have something to do with something?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the people will know and perhaps message us. Anyway, the point is they've been fighting. They've been squabbling.
Battle royale.
Get the questions answered by 12:00.
Well, I am here for a short time only.
That's right. So one question from one lucky person. And they ask this.
And they are what?
They ask this.
Oh, they ask this. Do we have this child's name?
No, they've just written anonymous, but I quite like the question, so.
Fair enough.
Do you think NASA invented thunderstorms to cover up space battles?
That's the coolest question I've ever heard.
That's likely, yeah.
Well, first of all, how the hell do you invent a thunderstorm?
What the chain? I assume that they... Well, save your chain.
Get it right.
Forgive me.
I don't want to send you to hell.
Forgive me. Well, maybe they, you know, they shoot like that thing that can make clouds, you know what I mean? Like a crap load of steam comes out of this thing, creates clouds, and it all bunches together, which will make it rainy. Thundery.
Oh.
Right, right.
Perhaps all the thunder and the lightning is just them using these big strobe lights in the sky.
That's right.
And they just have like a giant megaphone speaker at NASA that just like claps.
That's it.
Mm.
Yes. And that's what they're saying. And really, though, what's going on in the sky is space battles.
Obi-Wan space battles.
Yes.
Obi-Wan, Kenobi, and Anakin are up there fighting. Right. Yeah, yes. Fighting on the TIE fighters.
Absolutely.
I actually think we have stumbled on a mass conspiracy.
Yes.
And we need the children to put an end to it.
And, you know, the people who were struck by lightning, what happened to them, Tron? How'd they get struck by lightning? Is this a laser?
Yes.
I like that one better.
Well, what happens is when people get struck by lightning, those are the people who actually see the space battles.
I see.
So it's like, do you see?
I see.
If you were to go outside and you would see a space battle, what NASA do is they home in on you with their lasers.
Yes,
their satellites shoot lasers
down.
Yes. And so you get struck by this bendy laser that hits you right in the face.
Yep.
You get struck by lightning and you try to tell the people that, oh, I was struck by lightning. I saw something crazy in the sky. There was some crazy stuff. I think I saw Will Smith up there fighting bloody Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And no one will believe you because, oh, this silly guy got struck by lightning.
Yeah.
And
plus, they'd be a racist because it was actually Samuel L. Jackson. To get them confused with Will Smith is racism.
And meanwhile, NASA are there in their little hub.
Hmm.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Laughing there.
He does all the time. He does little actions. The people can't see.
I know.
We're not filming, damn
you. You know how I am. I like to be expressive.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's what they're doing. They're laughing at the people. They're laughing at us poor schmucks. Because we know the truth. And I bet you right now, NASA's homing in on our signals.
Yeah.
And they're going to come in, black men. I mean, men in black suits.
Will Smith and Samuel L. Jackson working together now.
Men in black suits will bust through our damn windows and abduct us.
Well, thank you, Shane. Thank you, Savior Trump. You saved the day again.
I have.
Do you have time for maybe one more question?
I always have time for one more question from
this
the people.
Person's
or
name,
my children.
This is very interesting. This person's named Jane. This is all they've left.
Jane.
So, Jane, get ready. You're about to have your question answered, and I know you're looking forward to it.
Shout out to Jane.
Do midgets have night vision? Well, personally, I don't like the to midgets, Jane. I think they prefer to be called little people.
Little people.
Yeah. Mm. But please, Shane, explain. Do they have night vision?
Well, I'll be perfectly frank with you, Jane. I've never come across a midget slash gnome. Little person.
So, did you say gnome?
No.
Oh.
No. Hey, man, don't be using those terms,
Randy. I'm trying to dance around this. And I'm doing a poor job. But the point is, do they... Oh, you don't know.
I've never...
Either, wait, this is a question Spider-Man doesn't know.
I mean, I've come across a lot of people in my travels.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
The point is, you have a bunch of wisdom. You should just know. You've never met... You've never seen a space battle, but you seem to know a lot about that.
Ooh, who said I've never seen a space battle?
Oh, I see.
Save your shame is wise.
But you've never met a little person.
Well, they're kind of hard to miss.
No, easy to miss is the point.
Yeah. Right, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
So you can't answer Paul Jane's question?
Do they have night vision? I mean, something's got to make up for them being small.
Okay.
So, if the Almighty blessed these people with vertically challenged, surely he would have given them something cool to make up for it. I think night vision is the balance, you know what I'm saying?
You're awful. You're a terrible person.
You put this burden upon me.
I danced. There was no dancing from you.
You danced terribly, admittedly.
I may have danced terribly. I danced. Damn it.
Well, it takes
as
two.
As if there was a little person with a gun shooting at my feet.
It takes two to tango.
Yes, yeah, so
you we're going down together.
You didn't even try to dance. It's my problem.
I have to be real.
You threw up all over the set. That's what you did.
Over the
and
what?
I'm going to try and clean up your mess. I was like, oh, he did a bad job dancing, sure,
while
but
dancing.
Friend's going to get the damn mop for you.
Well, sure, my friend.
All right, well, thanks everybody for tuning into the Train and Brando Show.
Hope we got you where you went for the 28th time.
For 28th time, don't forget about the prizes, gangsters.
Don't forget that super secret code word, which we may have mentioned.
I hope you haven't forgotten it.
Nah.
All right,